It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good time.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of...
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
So edited, but funny. Yes, the e-brake brought to us by Classic BMW, that Friday morning tradition here at 7:57 on The Ticket. We'll give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. We always think it's funny when someone here on the station makes a funny noise. Well, this time it was Bob making a funny noise.
Keeps a lot close to the vest, but he's Dak. He's the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's still a good guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa.
Yeah. He got the ball.
That was so Tom Grieve.
I don't know what happened. Very nervous for today's show, I guess.
Did Buzz do that to Tom Grieve when he first told him? Like, what are you doing there, Tommy?
You okay, Tag?
Yeah. What a Muppet-sounding noise that is for Bob. Sure that isolated.
Yeah. 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 Help you, I will.
I got a Yoda line. Yeah, Bob did his Yoda there. He likes to impersonate Yoda. All right, one more time all the way through.
Keeps a lot close to the vest, but he's Dak. He's the quarterback of the Cowboys. That's still a good guest.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa.
Yeah. He got the ball.
That was so Tom Grieve.
I don't know what happened. Very nervous for today's show, I guess.
What's going on with Dan's laugh, too?
Very Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. Dude, what's going on?
All right, there's Bob up as candidate number one. Candidate number two from Norm and Donnie. It's Donnie. Donovan trying to say the word dysfunction. Dysfunction.
Not many of those types leave every year.
No, not really.
Yep.
And you do wonder if there's dysfunction.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay.
That would have been a phrase had you added function to it.
Jer, put the pen down. There's no need for that.
Sure there is.
Dysfunction in Boston, and he just wants to get out.
What was Norm's joke? If you put function onto it, it would have been what?
No one knows.
Yeah, we almost put Norm up for his landfill joke this week, but all right, one more time.
Not many of those types leave every year.
No, not really.
Yep.
And you do wonder if there's dysfunction.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay.
That would have been a phrase had you added function to it.
Jer, put the pen down. There's no need for that.
Sure there is.
Dysfunction in Boston, and he just wants to get out.
That would have been a phrase had you added function to it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Can't decode that. But it did stop down their show, so Donovan is candidate number two. And candidate number three. We can't leave him off, and this has got to be a thrill for Bob, because he is up for the emergency break of the week against one of his sports heroes, Brett Hull. They thought it was a good idea to hand Brett the microphone during the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup celebration, and we're guessing he's about 18 beers in. Has to be.
I love you! I love you so much. I've seen you at so many places. Oh, we've had a good time. But these guys, they spent 2 months and they won it for us. and they are the champions. Glory, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria. I think I got your number. Gloria.
You make
sure you tell all these guys that deserve this. They are the champions. They are from Petro to Tarasenko to O'Reilly to Bartuzzo to every single guy. They are the champions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Golden Brett.
That was carried live by every television station in St. Louis. That nonsense. Way to go, Brett.
Sound like a wrestler.
Yeah. Can you imagine the smell of his breath?
Oh, my gosh. And have you seen the video for this? It looks like he's been given whatever. He's been shocked. The look on his face looks like he's an animated duck. He's like... Man, he's hammered. All right, those are your three candidates: Bob, Donnie, or Brett Hull. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to vote for George and Norm's first bi-curious experiment. Thank you.
What? Okay. Hi, hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Okay.
Going all right. What's up?
Back to No Slice, Born Born.
No. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
Yeah, this is generic Hispanic radio announcer guy. I'd like to vote for Brett Hull and 96.7 FM, Radio Deportes, Fort Dallas. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
My, I'm a baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Gordon, how's it going today, man?
What?
What?
Vote.
Oh,
what's going on?
Hey, wait.
Hello?
It's in the cube.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Ryan, so remember that time you were across the pond in England with a slice of pizza in your hand and a car hit you in the butt? No, no, I wasn't across the pond in England with a slice of pizza in my hand. I, Rolls Royce did not hit me in the butt.
Thanks for doing repeating rhymes.
We love repeating rhymes.
That's awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Jamie Benn.
Oh, Jamie Benn. Soft-spoken gosh. Jamie Benn.
What, what has Brett Hull ever done? He's never won a Stanley Cup, eh?
Yeah, he kind of has.
Oh, screw me. Okay, well, he can win. Thanks.
Okay.
He can win.
I guess he votes for Brett.
He can win.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the real Brett Hull doing the fake Brett Hull doing the fake Michael Irvin. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
Hey, good job today, Craig.
Hey, thanks, man.
Vaginal slice, born, born.
Oh. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to vote for the ambassador of fun, Mr. Brett Hull, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Oh, thank
guy.
You.
Pretty
thank
good you. Female voice.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hola, musers.
Hola.
Quiero votar por a big black dysfunction.
That's
Donnie.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller.
Oh,
you're
hey,
on
what
the
up,
air.
George? What up, musers? What's cracking this morning?
Hey, man,
who's this?
Oh, it's me, the super casual Holy Spirit.
Oh, it's super casual Holy Spirit.
That's right. We've had you on
yes.
earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to vote on Bob, but can I just say one thing? I've always wanted to say this.
Okay.
Okay, you're wrong. Slice, born, born.
No, okay. I always wanted to say that, Holy Spirit.
No.
So casual.
I always wanted to say it. Let me just say this.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, bitch. What's going on?
Damn it.
Don't talk like that, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. You suck.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Talk!
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I'm users. You see, I think I'm going to use my vote this morning on Bob.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh no, gosh. I think Coco, we better take this, guys. Yes, we'll accept the charges.
Coco, consult Hollywood great Bob Holt for today's vote. Bob Holt was voice actor for 1975 Hanna-Barbera TV cartoon primate Grape Ape.
1975.
Grape Ape only get one season and 16 episode total. And now Grape Ape is term used for strain of cannabis.
Yes, it is.
Legacy of Grape Ape, not so good. Coco and Grape Ape vote for Penile Donovan.
Penile dysfunction.
Yeah, that's thank a dysfunction you. Reference.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
For the hat trick, vaginal slice, born.
Gosh, I'm lying, dude. Leave us alone. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, hello.
Who's this?
You know who this is.
She's very
all right,
cold.
Double fake Michelle Wee. Go ahead and vote.
Okay, very quick and cold and wet, and I vote for, give me the black Donovan.
Did you just call him Donovan?
Is anybody close?
Yeah, Brett Hull's really close. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hey, it's one of the What's
that's
Up guys.
Current.
That's that a Brett Hull vote?
For Dana Riggle's Golden Vagina.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Having a hard time hearing
I'm
you.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Oh, my God. I'm back on, guys. It's Garrett from the Cube. Screw me, man. No, I'll vote for Gordon. No, you're not a candidate.
Just hang up on him. Hi, you're on the ticket. Vote.
Oh, hi, Musers.
Triple fake tiger. Who you vote for?
Just kidding, guys. This is the ever-incredible, amazing Don D. Going to do some karaoke, sing some Bee Gees tonight. And I'm going to vote for Donnie Do.
Okay. Very close be a win, between right? Donnie now. Mm. Donnie and Brett are tied.
Oh.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket. Hello, you're on the ticket.
George.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. We don't have time. Just vote.
Oh, man. Okay, one vote for Donnie Phallic.
Okay, there
you go. We have a winner. Donovan.
Not many of those types leave every year.
No, not really.
Yep.
And you do wonder if there's dysfunction.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay.
That would have been a phrase had you added function to it.
Jer, put the pin down. There's no need for that.
Sure there is.
Dysfunction in Boston, and he just wants to get out.
Okay, how many is that for Donnie?
That's his fourth win. He's 103 behind Norman Whatsconsent Hitzkus.
He does promote himself with that nickname.
All right.